about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently a gentleman had a massive stroke on a flight. He didn't talk, move. Nobody even noticed until the plane landed, and he was on the plane for 9 hours. This is probably everyone's worst nightmare. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how if we're using cardiac stents to improve blood flow to the heart, and many people with erectile dysfunction, right, has issues with blood flow to the penis, why aren't we using stents for the penis? We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the bubonic plague. Apparently, 20 people have died in a week after the bubonic plague hit Madagascar. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A story yesterday I didn't get to was how dad's diet could actually influence your newborn's health. And it may not just be all about the mom. And they think that if dad has a good vitamin intake, et cetera, then his sperm may be, quote unquote, stronger. But new research from McGill University in Montreal thinks that we need to concentrate on B9, which is folic acid. Apparently, Sarah Crimmins, Canada Research Chair in Epigenetics, Reproduction, and Development at McGill, better known as Eridimigi, says the research is all targeted at the mother. If you look at national sites, it's all about what women need to do following preconception, but nothing about the father. So they studied folate. Now, folate is in foliage, leafy vegetables, fruits, cereals, and also meats. We always talk about how mom needs to get adequate folate. Maybe she should be on prenatal vitamins, 1 milligram a day a year before getting pregnant. All right, but what about dad? Now, folate functions in certain biochemical pathways, and I guess they donate biochemical tags according to Dr. I have to look up her name again. I'm sorry, Kimmins. All right? I guess they're placed on the DNA in the genome, and they control whether a gene is going to be turned on or turned off. If you don't have enough folate, you don't have enough of these biological tags. So the embryo may not get genes turned on that it should. All right. So what they did is they looked at the offspring of a group of male mice. Before the mice procreated, which is a nice word for doing the hibbity-dibbity, half of the fathers received a diet deficient in folate. The other half received a diet with adequate levels of folate. The researchers found that the offspring of the folate-deficient fathers, boy, we're starting to look at some double negatives here, had a 30% increased risk of birth defects compared to the fathers who actually had the folate. They also found that the folate deficient mice experienced some symptoms of infertility and were less likely to impregnate the female mice. So they say father's lifestyle may alter his sperm's epigenome. I bet you guys didn't know that your sperm had epigenome. Yep, or epigenomes. All right. Now, again, your epigenomic map is what influences the health of the offspring. So it's all about the sperm. And then you guys think, well, you know, we got so many that if one sperm is bad, then hopefully the other sperm will make it. Well, no. Sometimes faulty sperm will make it. Okay? And remember, dad gets blamed for everything. Right? Don't they? You know, the wife blames dad. The kids blame dad. Right? Who stunk up the bathroom? Dad. Who left the seat up? Dad, who forgot to pick the kids up? Dad, you get blamed enough. The last thing you want is to be blamed for a genetic defect in the embryo. All right? So the researchers say they still need to verify their findings in humans, But Kimmins hopes that this study will inspire men to pay more attention to their sperm. Apparently, men don't pay enough attention to below the belt as it is. We want men to concentrate more on that area. Isn't it funny? We're so busy trying to distract men, right, to keep men, like, not always thinking about what's in their pants. And now we have a researcher saying, no, we need to concentrate more on that. All right, so she said there could be a paradigm shift, okay? Yeah, and not because you're using Viagra. They say men are not responsible for their own health. Not just responsible, they are also responsible for the health of their offspring. So when daddy eats like crap, doesn't care about the cholesterol, doesn't care about the barbecue sauce causing heartburn, we women can now yell, but the sperm, think of the sperm. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some states are patting themselves on the back because they found that if they have certain alcohol policies, there's less binge drinking. So, again, the more government, they're all happy that they are better. Dr. Timothy Naimi, Associate Professor of Medicine at Boston University School of Medicine and Public Health, says most states could be doing a lot more to address a leading cause of preventable deaths, i.e. binge drinking. Alcohol is the third leading cause of preventable death in the United States. What comes first? Smoking? And then, of course, overeating and inactivity, etc. So we could prevent death, right, by maybe, I guess, controlling binge drinking. Now, I don't really know how these policies are. Apparently, I guess, they looked at 50 states in the District of Columbia, and they rated the effectiveness of the alcohol policies in each state. So, I guess, drunk driving laws, taxes on alcohol sales, limited the number of retail outlets that sell alcoholic beverages in a given area. We aren't looking at prohibition, are we? You know, you kind of wonder, with everybody trying to save money with health care, right, if the more states kind of tax alcohol and limit alcohol sale, are we kind of looking at some, you know, prohibition-type activity? You kind of wonder. All right, so I guess the states that did better were Oklahoma, Tennessee, Alabama, Utah, Kansas, and Washington. The states with the weakest policy, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise. On sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's lying.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dial. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, boy, we got a lot to talk about. 20 people have died in a week after the bubonic plague had hit Madagascar. Now, deaths occurred in a village near the northwestern town of Mandritsara, right? Medical experts today on the island confirmed the outbreak. Now, within the last year, they've had over 60 deaths and 256 cases. Of course, people are very, very concerned. They have crowded prisons, crowded villages, crowded areas, and so they are concerned that this could be huge. Now, the disease, we thought, the bubonic plague, was supposed to be close to eradicated, you know, in other countries. And unfortunately, we had a plague outbreak here in the States. And last year it was, oh, my gosh, I don't want to say Yosemite. I'm trying to remember which national park it was. I don't want to say for 100% without me double checking that. But, you know, health officials now had warned that there was a risk of an outbreak in Madagascar. So, of course, Red Cross is on the case. Let's now talk about bubonic plague. Well, let's go to some of the history, okay? Remember the Black Death, which hit Europe in the 14th century? It killed close to 100 million people, caused by the bacteria Yersinia pestis. Now, you know, we remember, you know, the song Ring Around the Rosy, Pocket Full of Posy, Ashes, Ashes, they all fall down, right? I mean, that horrible. I don't know why kids were singing that, but I guess, you know, if people are dying around you, you know, and this is the 14th century, you really don't have any Disney-type songs to sing, all right? You know, Pocket Full of Posies. Posies were supposed to be, quote-unquote, either protective, help with smell, ashes, ashes, they all fall down. They would burn the victims of the plague so they wouldn't be spread. There's a lot of different theories about the song, but that's what I learned about it, all right? At the time, it was killing two-thirds of sufferers, okay, within the first few days. The Black Death arrived in 1347. It became a very common phenomenon in Europe. Outbreaks occurred regularly until the 18th century. Now, it was supposed to have completely gone, you know, I mean, just completely gone. And I apologize as I'm typing as I go. I want to look up the state park. And again, I apologize with, you know, my Googling while we do this. But it was, I mean, we covered it a year ago. You think I would remember. There was the infected squirrel that happened in, it was California, so it was probably Yosemite. Remember there was squirrel poo? Yeah, I believe it was, I apologize, I'm looking it up right now. I'm sorry here. Okay, I can't find it. Oh, okay. Now, norovirus, though, is still a little different than plague, but you're right. Okay, you're right. There was that also. Okay, right on. I got to tell you, man, these state parks just completely, people are getting screwed left and right. Okay, all right, good. Thank you, though. So let's talk about the plague. Let's talk about the different types of plague. And, hold on a second. No, I thought it pulled up. All right, plague. We got bubonic plague where they make buboes. Have you guys ever seen a bubo? It's a scary looking thing. You got septicemic plague, you got the pneumonic plague. The bubonic plague, okay, so plague, how it's transmitted is a lot of times by fleas, okay? And remember, plague is Yersinia pestis, okay? It's an organism, not so much like a virus, more like bacteria, okay? Because it's bacteria, all right? But it just seems to be more vicious. And these buboes are swollen, not Bilbo Baggins, they're called buboes. And maybe that's where they got Bilbo Baggins. Maybe in The Hobbit, somebody had buboes. But swollen, tender lymph nodes. You get them in the groin, the armpits, and the neck. Now, I remember one of my listeners said, oh my gosh, Dottie, I think I got the plague. I got these horrible boils under my arm. That may be hidradenitis suppurativa. That's something a little different, where you have infected sweat glands. A lot of you guys get groin and underarm big boils, right, that keep on coming and they get infected and then you need them drained and they scar. That may be hidradenitis suppurativa, not to be mixed up with the plague. Still, either way, I'd see a dermatologist if you don't mind, right? You know, see the doctor, okay? Now, we divide the plague into the three types. You got the bubonic, the septicemic, and the pneumonic, depending on where your body gets affected. So bubonic, a lot of times in the groin, the armpit, and the neck. These buboes could be the sign of a chicken egg. They're tender. They're very warm to the touch. They're infected. You could have fever and headache, etc. Septicemic plague is very scary because the bacteria multiply in your bloodstream. So now you could go into a sepsis. You could go into shock. We've talked about septic shock on the show. Abdominal pain. You could even bleed. Go into ITP, a variety of things. You could even have gangrene because you're not getting blood flow to certain parts of the body. Pretty scary stuff. And then pneumonic plague. There was somebody who died in Lake Tahoe a couple decades ago because the cat got pneumonic plague and the cat was coughing because it hit the lungs. Pneumonic. Cat was coughing on the mama and the mama was like, oh, my poor baby kitty cat. Oh, is my poor baby sick? Cat dies and then she gets pneumonic plague and then she dies. And the pneumonic plague is the most dangerous because that could be spread versus droplet transmission. The respiratory droplets as you sneeze, cough, etc. You could have a very bloody, productive cough with pneumonic plague. Obviously, difficulty breathing, high fever, etc. It could put you into shock, respiratory failure, etc. People could die within hours of having that. All right. Still, to this day, if untreated, you could be dead within a few days of getting the plague. Pretty scary stuff. Now, Yersinia pestis, the bacteria, is transmitted to fluids, to humans, if they are bitten by fleas that have previously fed on infected animals, like rats, squirrels, rabbits, prairie dogs, chipmunks, etc. This is why we were freaking out earlier in the year with the squirrel droppings that kids in this park might have touched, etc. And so, whenever I go camping, my husband calls me a wussy because, you know, I don't really want to eat things that fell on the ground because of animal poop. And he's like, come on, this is nature. I don't want to get your city of pestis, please. Thank you. Now, keep in mind, what if you're running around barefoot on the dirt? Okay, you could have a break in the skin. If there was any infected animal with the plague, boom, it could then get into the body. And a lot of us, we bring our animals. I'll bring my cats camping or my dogs camping. If they get bit by a flea who had bit an animal that was infected, you could be screwed. All right, so who's at risk? Healthy people could be at risk. Okay, this could happen in urban areas, rural areas, but when there's overcrowding, like they're worried about in Madagascar prisons with the droplet transmission, that could be pretty scary. Now, of course, veterinarians could be at higher risk because they work with animals. Those of us that camp, hunt, hike, etc. But I want us to be outdoors camping and hiking again. Right now, we're not worried about any plague right now in the United States. Of course, there is treatment. Well, there's antibiotics. We could treat with gentamicin, doxycycline, ciprofloxacin. And for those of you who want a real good breakdown and review of the plague, please check out mayoclinic.com. All right. And then, of course, the FDA has approved Levaquin, which is levofloxacin, very similar to ciprofloxacin, for the treatment of plague. Now, mind you, people, we're having antibiotic resistance. So if we have antibiotic resistance to these superbugs, don't be overusing your Levaquin and overusing and overdoing Cipro, because if we need to, you know, deal with the plague and the doxycycline and gentamicin don't work, we could be screwed. Now, how to protect yourself? Well, they say rodent-proof your home. For those of you that like having rodents and rats, etc., you might want to get rid of them, okay? Don't leave pet food in areas where rodents can easily access. You don't want rodents coming near you. Flea collars, because you want to make sure that your pets don't get fleas. Any other type of flea prevention, discuss with your veterinarian. And then, of course, insect repellent. Make sure you use that on your kids when they are outside camping. Extremely important to keep the insects away. I know people are worried about the chemicals of this, but still, we're talking about the plague, for crying out loud. But pretty scary stuff, so we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see what I want to talk about. I know we're going to be coming up on the next hour. Okay. The passenger who suffered a stroke on a plane sat unnoticed for 9 hours. Mike Dixon, 46 years old from Reading, I guess only received treatment and help after the plane landed and the cabin crew saw that he was still sitting in his seat. He works for Microsoft. He couldn't speak. He couldn't move. Then, of course, they rushed him to an ambulance. We'll talk about why we need very early treatment of this and what happened. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, a lot of us, we're in an airplane, right, and we want to be left alone. I want to be left alone. If I'm sitting next to a stranger, never mind, I do. I talk to the person next to me. I do. I will talk the whole time. I can't really go that long without talking. I do like my quiet time if I'm listening to some good music, but I need the time to pass, so I will talk to the person next to me. I need to apologize to that person usually, right? You know, and then they order drinks, and, you know, then we start to giggle, and it's fun. But, you know, for the most part, people like to be left alone. And I notice we have a lot of people that don't get into other people's business. And maybe we need to kind of start getting into other people's business, because somebody had a stroke. A 46-year-old man was lying there in his seat for 9 hours, and nobody even noticed or even cared and he couldn't move. He couldn't speak. He couldn't move. And when it comes to stroke, especially the thrombotic strokes, you need to initiate TPA very quickly, within hours. I mean, even quicker than that, if you can, to prevent the long-term sequelae. So unfortunately, the plane landed, and I think it was a Vegas to Europe flight. And he had, I think in the past, he might have had a TIA, a little transient ischemic attack. And he was, his family was, I think in, is it Berkshire, England? Anyway, so he was traveling from Vegas there. He was on the plane, et cetera. Everybody disembarked. He didn't. And then, you know, the staff was like, something's wrong. Called 911 or called the ambulance, took him to the hospital, et cetera. And he's been very, very slowly recovering. He is, from what I understand, able to speak. 18 months from the stroke, he has praised, I believe it was Virgin America, he has praised the staff for reacting quickly once they did realize what happened. Okay, because remember, you know, their flight attendants will leave you alone if they think you're sleeping. Okay, apparently they're still checking on him to see how he's doing. I think he is starting to get more control over his right hand. But I got to tell you, when it comes to stroke, you need to, you need to be extremely prepared. You need to have other people prepared to identify what's going on. Now, many of you will say, well, Dahlia, I've had a transient ischemic attack, so I'm good. Transient ischemic attacks could be a sign that the brain's not getting enough blood. There could be like a little maybe vasospasm of one of the vessels. We call it a mini stroke. A mini stroke should not be blown off. Just because you fully recuperate after a TIA does not mean you're not going to get a major stroke or a massive stroke. And so when I did ER, if you were having a TIA, we would admit you overnight. I wasn't going to mess around because I wanted to make sure you didn't go home and have a regular stroke. Now, some people, they say, oh, I get TIAs all the time, and so I'm on blood thinners, and I'm on, you know. I'd still recommend that you check in with your specialist pretty regularly and make sure you don't have any risk factors for stroke. Now, how do you diagnose if somebody next to you is having a stroke? Well, there's a mnemonic, and this is being reported by Daily Mail, called FAST, and we've talked about this. Okay, FAST, check the face. Has the face fallen on one side? Can they smile? When you ask them to smile, if the smile is awkward or lopsided or asymmetrical, that could be an issue. Then A is for arms. You want to raise both arms and see if, you know, they are there, you know, to keep them there. S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? All right. Even text. Remember we talked about how a husband diagnosed his wife because the text was garbled and didn't seem right? And so he had her call 911. She was actually having a stroke. He would have never even thought. And then T is for time. Time means it's time to call the ambulance if any of the one applies. So fast, face, arm, smile, and time to call 911. Hey, you know, it's better than FAS, okay? You got to give it to them. T, okay? Like, you know, trip over yourself to please, you know, call 911. And so it's unfortunate. He was sitting there the whole time. Maybe some treatment could have been done. Maybe it couldn't have been. But, you know, at least he's getting better. But we just don't mess around. Of course, you know, to prevent stroke, you want to make sure that your blood pressure is in good shape, cholesterol's down, you aren't a diabetic, you aren't prone to blood clots. Some of you have a genetic tendency towards blood clots. If anybody in your family has had a stroke, a thrombotic stroke, you know, there's two types of strokes. You got the thrombotic, where there's a clot, or you have a hemorrhagic, where a blood vessel bleeds, and you bleed into the brain. A thrombotic stroke, anybody in the family with that, I think you guys should have the testing to see if you are genetically predisposed or if you have the cascade problem in terms of clotting, hypercoagulable state. Have that checked, like a hypercoagulability panel, to make sure that you aren't at risk for stroke, because that's some scary stuff. All right? And, I mean, we don't know when he could have had it. I mean, he could have had it as soon as he sat down. He could have been in his sleep having the stroke. People have strokes in their sleep, and then unfortunately they wake up and they can't move, and they can barely speak. It's pretty scary stuff. Family member, call 911. And if you don't remember the mnemonic, I don't want you sitting there trying to look up the mnemonic or try to find a Dr. Dahlia podcast. Just call 911. You can figure out the mnemonic later. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, erectile dysfunction. Okay. Remember we talked about how some people were thinking about, some doctors were talking about maybe stents. Okay. Well, Fox News and Health, talk about this. Stents, a cure for erectile dysfunction. If you have blood flow problems, whether it's to the heart, et cetera, you may have blood flow problems to the penis. And, so I guess, this is like an Ask Dr. Manny. Somebody had asked Dr. Manny about erectile dysfunction and stents. So they talk about how 50% of men between 40 and 70 experience moderate to severe erectile dysfunction. And the most common cause is actually arteriosclerosis, right? Which is why if you have erectile dysfunction, you better go get your heart checked. Alright, and because it's arteriosclerosis, rather than calling it coronary artery disease until you get your heart checked, we call it peripheral artery disease because it's out in the periphery. If you need me to review the anatomy of where the erectile dysfunction happens and why we call it the periphery, you haven't been listening to my show long enough. So the arteries that supply blood to the pelvic area become narrowed due to a buildup of fat and cholesterol deposits. So they believe that 70% of men with erectile dysfunction have some sort of arteriosclerosis. Again, get your heart checked. Now, if you did have it in the heart, in the coronary artery, sometimes if you don't need bypass surgery, you'll get a stent, right? And what does the stent do? It props up the artery. It props up the artery to keep it open so it doesn't close in on itself. The plaque can't tear and then cause a clot as easily. Well, what about stents for the penis? So a small study looked at that, okay? And it would open up the internal pudendal artery that increases blood flow to the penis during arousal. 30 men underwent this procedure and saw improvements with no negative side effects. And the study focused on men who really didn't seem to respond to Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, etc. 8% of the 383 men originally screened were candidates for the procedure. So that's why it came down to only 30 men. Of course, a lot more research needs to be done on this. You know, it's very hard to convince a man to put a stent in his penis. Men don't really like surgery down there. For those of you men that do get the vasectomy to save your lady from the trouble of needing birth control, bravo, might I add, bravo. But, you know, something like this, it's a phenomenal breakthrough. You know, and, you know, keep in mind, some of you may not even qualify for Viagra. You know, maybe you have a heart condition and your doctor refuses to write it. Maybe you're on nitroglycerin because you have angina. And I mean, if that's the case, no, you can't take Viagra. And so what do? You can't enjoy sex. Sex is very important. We want our patients, even our heart patients, having sex. We don't have a problem with, you know, if you had bypass surgery, we allow you to have sex within a few weeks. Okay, depending on when your doctor clears you. It's great exercise. It's love. Well, there should be love. I mean, it's a great sport. It's wonderful to do. And it keeps your spouse happy. So we want to make sure things are still a-flowing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So hospice care is actually available for now pets as well as grieving owners. This is being reported by nation.time.com. Apparently, there's Lap of Love Veterinary Hospice. I believe it was co-founded by Dr. Mary Gardner of Your Belinda and Dr. Danny McVetti of Tampa, Florida. It's a national network of veterinarians providing end-of-life services for sick animals. Many of us have gone through this with our animals, and, I mean, their family, our little babies. And when you have a dying animal, I mean, you do need the support. I mean, not only the nutrition, medication, et cetera, but they, you know, help you with the mobility. They help you with cremation arrangements. They comfort grieving families. They prepare any fellow pets for the tough days ahead. And then, of course, they would be the one to euthanize when the vet and the owner agree. Now, I know some of you are like, come on. I think that's very important. Lap of love. I dig this. I think that's really good. And it's not just for dogs and cats, also hamsters, pot-bellied pigs, possibly even your tarantula. You know, and, you know, many of us, we deal with issues with our animals, and I'm very, very concerned that if people can't afford their own health insurance, we're going to have less people having pet insurance. So those people who can't afford to deal with the hip dysplasia of their dogs, et cetera, they may just choose the, you know, opt out, well, let's just put them out of her misery because we can't afford the surgery. And so I would love some TLC, you know, with that. Sort of decision. Apparently the cost could vary across the country, anywhere from $200 to $400 for hospice care and about the same for in-home euthanasia. That's right. You can put your animal to sleep in the comfort of their own home. There's extra costs for evenings and weekends, holidays, extended travel, pets over 100 pounds, aggressive animals, and some exotic species. You could have a private cremation. You could have a communal, I'm sorry, this is funny, a communal cremation. Most pet insurance companies, I think, cover the euthanasia cost. This is kind of hard to talk about. It is, because, you know, we've all lost a pet, and, you know, we've all had to, I'm sure we all have, you know, there are some people that probably never had a pet ever, but it's better to have loved than never to have loved at all. If you've never had a pet, I'd rather you have a pet that dies on you than to never have a pet, because the pain is really worth it, I guess. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about this? Okay, yeah, no, I would not, I could not have the animal die in my house, because then I would have to kind of corner off, would have to, you know, tape where the body was lying. I couldn't do that. I really couldn't. That's just a little too much for me. Another thing I couldn't do is buy these 24 karat gold leggings that are supposed to banish cellulite. Have you guys heard about this? It's called ProSkin Gold, and it is not a condom company. It's packed with powerful moisturizer, hyaluronic acid. All right. They also have an eye mask to help with your crow's feet. There's gloves for wrinkly hands. I think they cost about, what, $200-$300? I'm not sure. I have to look it up. But they're supposed to be anti-cellulite compression wear. Do you guys believe it? All right. And I guess they're supposed to be gold in them. All right. I guess the gold has the hyaluronic acid. And it's supposed to have moisturizing capabilities. And as our check your radios, in the skin decreases as we age, our skin looks kind of dull and clammy, etc. And we'll talk about what causes cellulite. And so the leggings are supposed to help contour, improve the appearance. Now, I got to tell you something, okay? I was supposed to be going on this group vacation with friends, and it was supposed to be on a beach. And so I panicked, and I bought a Mary Kay cellulite sort of gel or whatnot. And I got to tell you, it really minimized the cellulite. I was amazed at how that, I think it was only temporary, but I was amazed at how that stuff works. Now, some experts recommend birch oil. Some say, of course, do use the tan. I guess there's something called Fit Flop, which is a fitness shoe. I don't know if that really works. Certain herbs they talk about, go-to cola. I guess it's a, I don't know. I don't really know much about this. Oh no, did I lose my article on the cellulite and the fatty deposits? Oh, come on. I had everything all ready to talk about cellulite. I know really all I need to do is probably look at my own body. Well, you know, from what I know about cellulite is we actually call it dermopanniculosis deformans. You also have adiposis edematosa. You got the status proximus cutis and the gynoid lipodystrophy. All right, that's where you kind of get like the orange peel type look, etc. Now, there's a few different grades of your cellulite. And for those of you that want a real nice review of it, I would recommend medicalnewstoday.com. So you got the grade one where you really don't have any clinical symptoms. All right, but you got, if you look at the cells under the microscope, you can see some underlying changes. Then you have the grade two where the skin starts to be a little pasty. You have a little bit of pallor. You, also where the cellulite is, it's a lower temperature because, of course, less blood vessels, more fat. You have decreased elasticity of the skin. And then you have the grade three where you see the visible roughness, even some kind of orange peel look along with grade two signs, etc. Men and female get it, but women more than men. And we don't know too much about why this happens. We blame hormones, of course, because you got the estrogen, you got the insulin, you got your noradrenaline, epinephrine, thyroid, prolactin, etc. And that could also be part of production of cellulite. And then the genetics. If your mom and your aunt and grandma had cellulite, you're going to get it, which is why I have it. Also, you could have some circulatory issues, slow metabolism. That's why low thyroid could be a part of it. And then, of course, diet. If you have more fat, you'll have more cellulite. But even slim people get cellulite. Not as bad as obese people, but still. And then, of course, people who smoke seem to have more cellulite than others. People who sit a lot could have more cellulite. And then certain clothing. They think that if you have elastic across the buttocks, it could cause cellulite, which is why a lot of women wear thongs, because they think it helps prevent some of the cellulite. So what do we do? Well, sometimes you could do ultrasound to the area, pneumatic massages, massages to stimulate lymphatic flow, to try to get more blood flow to there, heat therapy, there's magnet therapy, radio waves therapy, electrical stimulation. The problem is there's not a lot of science behind these, so we don't know if they really, really work. Then there's certain other medicines that they've tried to use, like the methylxanthines, beta agonists, I don't know, but again, I haven't really seen that a lot of these things work. But some of the, like chestnut, rutin, ginkgo biloba, people have said they found that it works. And then, of course, compression garments. The liposuction doesn't really remove the cellulite. It may help with some of the fat removal, but remember, the cellulite is part of the skin changes. So unless you have the skin removed also, you're not really going to get rid of the cellulite. Of course, eating healthy is probably the best thing you could do. You want to have collagen. You want to have the elasticity. So low-fat foods, fruits, vegetables, fiber can help avoid cellulite or more cellulite. And any of these products that, like I notice, you know, seem to work, again, it may only be temporary. Definitely worth looking at. A story I want to probably hit over the next couple of days is they think that psychiatrists can use a simple genetic test to figure out which medications would actually work better on patients. Rather than just hitting everybody with the same, antipsychotic, maybe we could figure out a little bit more, specifically what people could use, individually. Personalize it. All right, guys, stay on board. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down,
take me down,
take me down,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down to the little white church.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wise Up, Load Up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.